Where are you going to grab the bar? You're going to grab it out wide. You're going to grab it in close. So a lot of times, people will put their feet up on the bench, or they'll put their feet way out here.
One shot, now the future is yours. Go!
Let's talk about the most common mistakes on the bench, right? Don't turn this channel off, ladies, even if you're watching, because you guys make mistakes too. Women make mistakes too. It's not a jab, I'm just kidding. But we do. Everybody makes mistakes on the bench. I see this all the time in the gym. And I have five very, 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 very important mistakes that people make all the time. And it might be why you're hurting in certain body parts, such as your shoulders and elbows. But you know what you gotta do before I announce these five things. So I'm gonna give you a list of all five, and then I'm gonna go into how to correct them and why you might be doing them and what to look out for and why you will not get hurt if you pay attention to these things. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Brent Kasmer. This is BKPT, Brent Kasmer Personal Training. And I'm here to give you guys the latest, greatest information out there so that way you guys can stay up to date on all the best tips, tricks, on how to, you know, obviously live a healthy life, stay in the right mindset, stay motivated, you know, and achieving your goals while not getting injured, all right? So I want to make sure you have that mind-body connection so that way you guys get the best and most out of all your workouts, quick nutrition tips and hacks as well along the way because I know we're all busy, all right? So if you haven't yet done it, subscribe, share the show so that way you guys can also help other people, because that is a part of life, also helping others. So share the show, and then, you know, every now and then show me some love, maybe some likes, all right? So let's go. Most common mistakes, right? I could probably give you a list of 20 of them, but I'm going to give you five, all right? So it is foot positioning. It's your hand positioning. It's if you bend your wrist. It's if you drop the bar right onto your chest. Okay, and the last one is the wiggles. So if you got the wiggles, so these are the most common things that are affecting your bench press. Now I want to run through how to correct them, why people do these things, and, you know, steps so that way you don't do it anymore. First one, foot positioning. What foot positioning do you think you're supposed to have? What do most people do, all right? So a lot of times, people will put their feet up on the bench. Typically, you do this because you have some kind of back issue, so therefore, you want to make sure you're keeping your back flat, all right? Or they'll put their feet way out here, and what happens is if you have your feet too far out, you're pulling while your body's trying to push. So therefore, you know, you're going to be fighting against yourself and the energy that you're going to be using to get the bench and the bar back up, right? Okay? So you want to make sure you have your feet back behind your knees, butt nice and flat. So you're pushing this way at the same time as you driving the bar up. So foot positioning is number one, and you want to make sure you have your feet behind your knees and your feet are flat on the ground. That way when you push and you're driving your body backwards off that bench, you're all going in the right direction, same direction, giving you the most energy to get the most out of it. Number two, it's your hand positioning. So where are you gonna grab the bar? You're gonna grab it out wide, you're gonna grab it in close. All of them have different issues. So you wanna make sure you're grabbing the bar so that way your forearms and your hands and your elbows are all in line. So that way, when you pick that bar up like this, you're going to go ahead and have your elbows stay underneath the bar at the whole time. So it's boom, down, and up. And the reason the hand positioning is so important is if you have it too narrow, you're not gonna be able to keep, it's gonna be too much strain in your forearms and shoulders, and it's very much so a tricep exercise, okay? If you have it too wide, it's a lot of torque on your shoulders as well, and also your elbows, because you can't follow the bar down with, you know, your hands. So What tends to happen if you have an improper grip too is a lot of times your elbows will flare out, so, and then you'll hit your chest at the wrong spot, all right? So, and all those things have, you know, obviously bigger implications and ramifications on your body. So just want to give you guys a heads up so that way you guys don't make that mistake. So hand position is important. You want to make sure that you're able to follow your hands down, you know, with the bar. So your elbow should be directly underneath that bar, and it's not at a position where it's compromised, where if they're too far out like this or like this. So both of those make a big difference. Mistake is your wrist. I call it breaking your wrist. It's not literally breaking your wrist. Well, it doesn't have to end in that result. But what happens is if you bend your wrist back, it puts your elbows, shoulders, and everything in the wrong position also. But a lot of times people will grab the bar and they'll let their wrist kind of just bend. So therefore, it's a no bueno, okay? So watch real quick. See my elbows and how they move? By just letting that wrist break, and also where they go when you're even trying to bench properly with it. So hopefully you guys can see at that angle, you know, just the importance of grabbing that bar, like squeezing it super firm, you know, getting a nice tight grip on it. So that way also, same thing, it reserves all that energy. So that's all going to that same direction. So when it comes down, and that way you can drive it back up and you just have all energy. Everything's one giant ball of force, you know, going into your bench press. All right, so hopefully that could help. All right, the next one is when somebody drops it right onto the chest. So you unhook it right off the rack, and then you drop it right onto your chest. So this is what I hate seeing people do. Not that the other ones aren't, because they're all the same, really. So you're gonna pick it up, and then you're not gonna get a good stabilization with the bar out of the gate. They go right into the drop. So do you guys understand that? So like when you come into the bench press and you go into getting position and you just take it off the rack and immediately drop it on your chest, you never get that full control with the bar. So it, you know, if you get out of kind of sorts and you start going up a little bit with one arm, it's like you just never really have control of it. So like do exactly what you need to do, you know? So it's very important to make sure that you pick it up, hold it, kind of get used to the weight, let your body adjust, and then go into the negative motion, you know, staying under control. And you always want to just, you can drive it up and control it on the way down, okay? So that is a huge thing, big risk for injury, catches your spotter off guard, all kinds of things that can go wrong with that. And also, if you're into a couple of repetitions, even after kind of, you know, doing the right things at first, and all of a sudden you're out of control, just hold it there for a second and readjust also, all right? I spend a lot of time putting out all this content for you because I want you guys to not get hurt, to have success, to get all these things out of your fitness and life and health and, you know, helping others also. And I don't charge you for all this free content, but I do want you to subscribe to my channel, and I also want you to share this content because it's important to help others also. And how are you going to help others not get injured, not, you know, have all of those other things that I just explained to you have if you don't share it with them, right? Well, then, like, if you know you just watched this video, won't you feel guilty if somebody comes up to you and says, man, I just hurt myself on the bench today? So share it. One, the fifth mistake that people make, you know what it is? It's the wiggle. What is the wiggle, Brent? It's when somebody's benching, and this could be looked at many different ways, okay? So, you know, the wiggles is when somebody's benching and they're struggling and they're, you know, they're pushing it up, and all of a sudden they pick their foot up and they think they're gonna get energy from, you know, kicking their foot up. So, or they turn their head like this. All of those things obviously hurt you. As far as if you turn your head and you're straining, you strain your neck. So you really want to focus on when you get into the bench press or any exercise, you know, everything is in the right position. You kind of run through all the fundamentals in your mind of what you're supposed to do. So that way you get the most out of the exercise. Okay. So think about the wiggles. Think about, you know, your wrist. Think about your hands. Think about your feet. You know, think about all those placements, getting into it. And, you know, because lifting weights is great. It's fun. It's a good time. You know, you have a lot of gains, a lot of success. You know, you feel good about it. You get stronger. But there's the risk of getting hurt when you go in and you don't, you know, take it serious and you don't, like, think about all the fundamental things that you're doing. You know, it's a sport. And, you know, with sports, you can get hurt. So you have to focus on what you're doing, all right? So those are my five key mistakes. Those are all the answers for you, how to make sure you're not making those mistakes, so that way you get the most out of your bench press, all right? See you guys in the next video, but you guys know what you do, right? You gotta share the video, subscribe, and also mash that notification bell, that way you're notified of all the new content comes out. All right, see you guys in the next one.